Joining me now live in the studio, we have special guest Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Good morning, Christine.
You know, a couple of things I wanted to talk with you about. I know that one of the things that we have done over the years with the local police departments is a drug take-back day, and that's something that's continuing. I was wondering, they're still doing that even though they seem like they have the drug places where you can bring them to all the separate police stations where you can take them at any time, I think?
Yeah, this Saturday, October 24th, is National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day, and that's run by the DEA, the federal agency. And basically, you can take your expired unwanted medications to the local police departments. But here in Plymouth County, since 2013, myself and Sheriff McDonald put together the Plymouth County Drug Take-Back Program, and we put back those receptacles in every police department here in Plymouth County, except Plimpton, because they couldn't fit it at the time, and also Bridgewater State, Massasoit, and Stonehill. So they're under 24-hour surveillance. If you have unwanted, unneeded, unused medication, you can bring it there. The police officers will log it. They'll inventory it. It will subsequently be taken to Covanta Energy, and it'll be destroyed and recycled into renewable energy. So if you have drugs such as that you're not using, don't flush them. It's environmentally unsound. Mm-hmm. Be aware of the fact that if you have them in your home, sometimes they're a target for theft. It's the best way to get rid of them, and I'm hopeful that a lot of people do that. Last year, they got rid of a lot of poundage in Massachusetts, more than 30,000 pounds was taken back last drug enforcement day. So I think that we're going in the right direction with that.
Now, during COVID times, do you think people would be hesitant to come to the police station? Do they have to make an appointment, or is it just call?
I would call and see exactly what it is that that local police department's doing for COVID-19 issues. But other than that, the receptacle sits usually out in the foyer, and you can come in and drop it off there. They can tell you what they take. They don't take sharps. They don't take needles. Mm-hmm. But pretty much any other medication they will take, and it will be turned back into renewable energy.
For people that have never heard this term before, what is a shot spotter?
ShotSpotter is a device that can generate as to where, if a shot occurs within that jurisdiction. They can say when and where it occurred, and they automatically notify the police department in that jurisdiction that shots were fired, say, on Main Street. And then the police can respond, because lots of times in urban communities especially, there may be shots in the community that nobody calls the police on. And so therefore, it's really important to have these devices, which we get through federal grants, and we're able to, like I said, triangulate where those shots come from, and the police can respond to it, and you have an idea of where your hot zones are and where the hot zones are not in your community.
And aren't there a number of these in the city of Brockton?
Well, there's, over the years, we've had different ones. Now we have a bigger one now that we get through a grant through Project Safe Neighborhood, and also work in conjunction with other federal grants and state and local grants, because we continue to work and try to target, you know, gun violence that occurs in the city, which certainly expounds beyond the city. So we've been lucky over the years, probably the people working together, great group of individuals. I'm doing a Zoom meeting this morning on the Project Safe Neighborhood Executive Committee, and we're going to be talking about what we've been doing as pertains to prevention, prosecution, and intervention. And I think our numbers show that over the course of the last decade or so, our numbers have been tremendous by showing that these groups work together and we can drive our gun violence down.
So you said the numbers are going down.
There's been an uptick recently in the city, but other than that, over the last 10 years, our firearms-related crime did down 36%. Our aggravated assaults with a firearm down 36%. Armed robberies are down 71%. Homicides are down. This year, unfortunately, we've had three. Last year, we had three. A few years back, we had as many as 14. And what we're seeing from people being shot back in over the last 4 years, it's a 32% decrease of people actually being shot. So that's great, although, you know, one person getting shot is too many. But when you're dealing with a very urban community that is incredibly under-resourced, notwithstanding best efforts by lots of different groups, I think that's a very positive thing, and we're going to continue to work together to try to drive crime out.
Thank you very much. That's Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz.